When memory fades and recognition falters, when eyes we love grow dim and minds confused, speak to our souls of love that never alters. Speak to our hearts by pain and fear abused. O God of life and healing peace, empower us with patient courage by your grace infused.
Let us pray. May the words of my mouth and the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable in your sight, O Lord, our rock and our redeemer. Amen. It was just yesterday. I was wandering in the grocery store, and a woman walked by who was wearing a perfume that knocked me back probably 13 years. Suddenly, I was in the band room at college my freshman year. It's amazing how things like smells or tastes or sounds or feelings can trigger these long lost memories. It's kind of amazing, though, even with that sharp triggering of a memory, that it's sort of a foggy remembrance. And recall about the details of the room or about the people or about anything else are a little bit foggier than the memory, even. It's interesting how memories are like that. Kind of mysterious, foggy things that come and go as we kind of recall them or not. And then even when we recall them sharply, they often slip from our grasp rather quickly. And yet, well, and then over time, we have a tendency to lose our memories too as we age, as sometimes diseases such as dementia or Alzheimer's set in. But the interesting thing is, just because we can't recall a memory doesn't mean that it's forgotten or gone. Just like I couldn't necessarily have recalled before that smell triggered it any memories about my early time at college, but there it was all of a sudden. You see, I think our bodies actually remember things. They remember them better than our minds do. I mean, you can look at your body and in fact see times that your body has remembered something of being scraped or scratched or hurt. Our bodies also remember other things like a tender touch or that first kiss or a good hug. Any woman's body who's ever given birth will never, ever forget that experience. And one could hardly ever forget what it's like to hold a child, at least one's body. Our bodies hold in their being the tastes and smells that we experience, the touches and the sounds. Like even when we can't recall those memories anymore, we remember them in our bodies. So it's very interesting that Jesus focuses on the body rather than on the mind, especially in this text where he talks again and again about his flesh and his blood. I mean, we can be kind of heady about faith in general, about as if it were some sort of assent to some academic sort of thing. We tend to think of wisdom as this sort of great mind game, this wisdom of faith, things that we kind of learn and memorize to retell or recall. But the interesting thing about the Old Testament text is that wisdom doesn't call us to a classroom. Wisdom calls us to a feast full of food with tastes and touches and textures and smells and flavors. Things that our bodies remember deeply, even if our minds can't recall them. And then in our gospel text for today, Jesus calls us not to a classroom either, but to his very own body. A body that does not forget, that actually bears the scars of sin and death and forgiveness, even in resurrection. A body that reaches out and holds us, just as our very body being wrapped in the love of Jesus, being washed in the water, being fed at the table, being surrounded by the sights and smells and sounds and tastes of the divine. Somehow our body, held by Jesus' body, will always know. Our bodies will always know. We'll always have that wisdom of the presence of God with us. And our bodies, even if we can't recall, our bodies will know that God's body will never, ever let us go. Amen.